is preeminently the time to speak the truth, the whole truth, frankly and boldly. That the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Today's show is brought to you by Paul's Automotive. Paul's Automotive is located at 634 Route 46 in Kenville, New Jersey. If you want a master mechanic who has over 38 years of experience with quality work, he's your guy to call. He strives to keep you in a safe and reliable vehicle, and his goal is to make your experience as pleasurable and convenient as possible. It's not like you're dropping your car off and you're getting somebody named Joe Blow who's working on your car. Paul's the guy that'll be working on your car, and he gives you a reasonable price. We're proud to say that he's helped Autism Radio many times to keep our vehicle safe and reliable on the road. So he's your guy to give a call today at 973-584-1035. Remember, he's always committed to quality, and he's pleasurable to work with, and he is very helpful. So give him a call today at 973-584-1035 today.
Welcome back to AutismRadio.org. Home of the world's first autism support radio network and proud 501c3 charitable organization, helping families challenged with autism every day get services they desperately need. Please help us make a difference in the autism community and find it in your heart to support 1 in 88 families in America today. Donate directly at autismdonation.org. Now, stay tuned for a special broadcast of Hope Saves the Day with autism activist, super dad and author of The Spectrum Diet, Master Chef and the Hope Man himself, your host, Paul Simmons.
Thank you for that great introduction. As always, it's great to be back on another edition of Hope Saves the Day. I'd like to also welcome back to the program my co-host, Lynn Glukoff.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
Great, Lynn. It's great to have you on today. And we're going to be discussing today the topic that was posted on our social media page about our Father's Day plans, and obviously me being a father, and also like to wish everybody out there a happy Father's Day, and also for a sentiment for many people that might not have their father in their lives also, that, you know, it's a hard thing, you know, to lose your father for sure.
So it's definitely, I felt like we needed to recognize too, a lot of times we post things about, you know, women being hard for the women, for the moms, and I get a lot of responses, you know, well, what about the dads? What about the dads? And there are a lot of fathers that are very involved with their kids, like you, Paul, and, you know, they deserve a lot of credit, too. So I wanted to definitely recognize Father's Day as being an important holiday. And also, there are a lot of dads of autistic kids who definitely get very involved with their families, and we wanted to hear what the plans were and what people were doing to celebrate them. So I guess we'll start getting going here.
Yes, we have some great responses.
Okay. First person wrote, going river rafting. Pretty cool. I thought that was a pretty cool idea, going river rafting. One wrote, going to my father's house. The next one wrote, my father is deceased, and my daughter has a soccer game, so we're not sure if we'll go out to dinner or maybe we'll just go to get ice cream. Nothing too special, but I will encourage my husband to go to the Y or go for a bike ride if he wants to. We're doing nothing special, not too expensive, but my dad always has something for my daughter when we go down to his house. I bought him a card. Okay. The next person wrote, going to have brunch with our extended family. A lot of people had some nice plans, I thought, actually. Making concrete, this was a really interesting one, making concrete stepping stones to the garden with the kids' handprints to let them decorate for Father's Day.
Oh, that's cool. I like one.
Isn't that a nice one?
It's a
kit
one.
We bought. Go to make them tomorrow. He's at work. And I buy him another pair of PJs set that he hates, but he will wear it anyways. She wrote LOL. She's joking around. I don't know why they always buy him PJs every year. So that sounded like a nice, I'm sure that father's going to be very happy.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. This was an emotional one. We will go to the cemetery. She wrote a frown. It's very emotional. I think it should. I should. Oh, this is, I guess it was a woman. I should get the Father's Day present since I'm both mom and dad. And I unfortunately did get that response from a woman. The next person wrote, no father, mom and I are staying home to sew. Next person is actually a father that I know online. I'm going to be poolside with my son, so that's nice. And this person wrote, no dad around here, but my eldest daughter, 26, gets me a Father's Day card. That's kind of a nice idea for a single mom.
Yeah, definitely.
And then the last person wrote, going to see Jurassic World with my ex-husband and the kids. She said she was divorced, but they were on good terms, and they were going to go all as a family to see Jurassic Park. And that's kind of a nice thing that, at least, you know, they're on good terms. And
yeah, that's you know, it's kind of rare. I think that's a really wonderful thing to hear something like that, for sure. You know,
yeah.
If you can be, you know, at least friends, you know, maybe you don't, you know, you can't be married and live together, but you can still be great parents to your kid and be friends, you know.
Yeah, and I think some people, you know, unfortunately, it's sad because a lot of those divorces with the autistic kids are so messy.
Yeah.
And they don't speak to each other. And, you know, it's hard because then some of them don't even speak to the father of the child. And it must be tough, you know. And it is hard to be a single mom and raise the kid by yourself.
And then, you know, on the flip side, there's a lot of single dads out there, too.
That's true.
You know, people don't
realize that. Because yesterday I went to Michael's ceremony. He had just, a lot of people were confused, but it was an award ceremony. They're moving up to the high school, even though he's only 13. It's a long story, but whatever. but there were a couple dads. There was actually a couple dads that I saw there, and one was a single dad, actually. And he said he's the stay-at-home dad, and he takes care of his son. And his son, I think, was the same age. Actually, he knew me from social media. And he said, you know, he watches his son. And the ex-wife came, though. She came to the ceremony, and she's still involved. So that was a nice relationship. But, yeah, I mean, there's definitely dads out there who are, you know, the sole provider for the autistic kid, too. So that's why I said I wanted to acknowledge those people. I didn't get that many responses from men. But it did seem like people definitely, you know, are going to try to honor the fathers of these kids, and they should be honored because it's hard work, and it's not easy on the fathers. I'm not going to go into that again because we've talked about it several times, how it affects them. If it's a boy, you know, it's hard. You know, even if it's a girl, I mean, no matter what, it's hard. I mean, just to have an autistic kid, and I don't know what we're doing for Father's Day. I'm hoping something, maybe a family type of thing. But I also want to honor my own dad. I already sent him his gift, actually. So he's a huge Frank Sinatra fan. I think I told you, Paul. So I sent him a early gift, and it was a shirt that says "Got Sinatra," and he was ecstatic, like he loved it.
Oh wow, that's awesome.
And it fit him. He was all happy. I said, "Dad, did anybody comment on your shirt yet?" And he said, "No." But my dad has been a huge inspiration to me. And I spoke about this when I won my award for the blog. Both my parents have been very supportive of me. But my dad also, I remember him saying to me, he was a teacher when I was young. And he said, "You never, ever give up hope on a child, no matter what. You never give up hope." And my dad's a very optimistic person, always looks at the bright side, so I think I get that from him. And, you know, no matter what, you keep hoping. And that's a lot that I've learned, too, being involved with this community, is that a lot of people have given me hope, too, with my son. And I try to do that now for people who have younger kids, that we should never give up and keep believing. And he was definitely a huge inspiration to me, you know, as far as Michael. Like, you just never know. You know, you just never know what they're capable of.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, I know, like, you know, I definitely owe a lot to my father and my grandfather, for sure. You know, taught me how to be a good person, number one. You know, and I think I owe a lot of my traits and a lot of things I have, my beliefs too, obviously, to my father and doing the right things and, you know, kind of always following the right path in life and making the right choices. I mean, obviously, we're going to make mistakes, but there's certain things that were definitely instilled in me from my father, you know, for, you know, being a good person. And I look up to him. You know, I said, if I could be as half as good as my father, I'll be great, you know. And I always say that, you know. So it's really true. It's really, really true. You know, he sets the bar so high that I think sometimes, like, you know, you feel like you're never going to, you know, be as good as him, no matter how many good things I do in my life sometimes. But, you know, he was just the exception for sure. Definitely was always there for us, you know. And, you know, I miss them. Now they're retired and they moved away, so I don't see them as much. So,
well, I know. But, they're in Florida, so.
Yeah, exactly.
It's tough. You know,
it's tough. But, you know, you talk to them when you can.
Men are not, I was saying this when they came in. It was so nice to see my, not so much that I didn't, of course, I love my, it was great to see my mom, too. But my dad doesn't talk on the phone. You know, he's a phone person.
Yeah, my dad either. It's so funny you said it. My dad does not like the telephone.
Yeah.
I literally, a 5-minute conversation, and he goes, oh, here, you want to talk to your mother?
Like, yeah,
you,
all the time.
It's so funny.
They
just not—they're not phone
people. And I'm like, I can't even have a conversation with my father. So, you know, it was nice to like be alone with him, to be able to hug him. You know, he's getting older. I was just like, and I even thanked him. You know, I was like, I'm so glad I saw you. You know, and you know, now that he's getting older too. You know, you know, it's just very emotional for me because I was very close with him growing up. I was just a little girl.
Yep.
And like he taught me so much, and also my father was around a lot as a kid, so because he was a teacher.
Yeah, so he was home when you were home a lot, you know.
He worked like three. I'm not like sugarcoating it. My father worked his butt off. I mean, he worked three jobs. I mean, he was always working, but he was like home with us at the time that we got home from school,
right.
So like, he was around a lot. He had the summers, you know, he worked, but like it was only like half a day.
Yeah, and you would see him. You would actually spend a lot of time with him, whereas a lot of other kids, you know, their dads are working all the time and they never hardly ever see him, and when they do, it's like once a week kind of. You know, they might see him once in a while at dinner, or, you know, they don't come from home for dinner. I mean, I know myself included, there was times when my dad was really busy with his work and he was traveling. And, you know, sometimes we didn't see him for 3-4 days, and then, you know, we'd see him quickly on a Friday and then the weekends, you know. So, and then, of course, we were busy with our own friends because we're growing up. So,
right.
But, you know, you look back and you say, oh, you know, probably you should have spent some more time with the parents. But, you know, that's also part of growing up, too, I think, you know. But
yeah, I mean, you can't, you know.
Can't go back and you can't think that way. But it's pretty normal. But I got to say, like, he always made the time, no matter what. I mean, he worked 100 hours a week and still made time for either playing baseball or coaching our teams.
Aww.
Or, you know, he always made the time to do that. And it was pretty amazing.
And my dad, too, he was like, you know, he was, like I said, he was a teacher, you know, was really involved. And I actually learned a lot about him. I think a lot of my personality. Well, I see now both my parents and me, but I think when I was younger, you know, I leaned a lot on my dad. For some reason, I guess being the youngest, I don't know what it was. We had a certain bonds. And I see a lot of Michael. Talk about autism, to bring that back into it. I actually call Michael my father's name is Irwin, little Irwin, because he's actually a lot like my dad. Like, he reminds me a lot of my dad. So his ways, he loves music. My father's really into music. Michael really responds to music unbelievably. So his sweetness, my father is like 100%. If you meet him, anybody who met him his entire life, he's all sweetness. Like, there's nothing bad. I mean, it sounds terrible. He doesn't have like a bad bone in his body kind of thing, and that's kind of how Michael is, I think. He's just like all love kind of. So with food, I mean, my father loves food, and Michael, you give him a piece of food, he's happy. So
yeah.
He just, you know, a lot of that stuff is just, you know, it's weird. He just reminds me a lot of my dad, and a lot of people say he looks like my brother, who also, you know, looks like my dad. So he's definitely like more my side of the family as far as his looks. You know, certain things he definitely gets from my husband, but I see a lot of my dad in him. You know, and my dad was very affectionate. Was always very affectionate with me for a man. That's sort of unusual, I guess. I don't know, but in my family, my father was very affectionate. So. And Michael's really affectionate, like loves the affection, thank God. Because some autistic kids you hear, they don't like
it. Right, they don't like anybody to touch him. Yeah,
yeah, but Michael's always been a big mushkin.
Yeah,
like said,
yeah, my little guy too. He definitely is, he's my little snuggle bug for sure. He loves snuggling with mom and even dad for sure.
Oh, so cute.
So, yeah,
yeah,
he's such a good
son,
boy.
Yeah, he likes actually the same thing. He's cuddly with both of us. You know, he gives a lot of affection to my husband as well. But and even Amanda, I mean, oh my God, he's just so gentle. He's just really, really gentle. So, so I see a lot of my dad in him. And, you know, like I said, I thank my God for my father for saying, you know, you never lose hope. You always have faith and all that stuff. And even though we weren't really, you know, he's not really a religious guy. It's just his personality. It's just more of an optimistic type of person.
More positive.
And I think in our situations, the way, you know, with our autism and our kids being severe, even more so, you can't. And now I'm always out there saying to moms, don't lose hope.
Absolutely.
You know, don't ever, you know, like our slogan says, hope saves the day, don't lose hope, you know. And for me, that you know, I used to hear from people and say, I don't believe it. But now I'm here saying it to people with younger kids because it did this last year or so.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, like what a change. I said it on the last program and even it just
absolutely. Oh, definitely. I mean, Jonathan, you know, he goes now a lot of places we used to not take him, you know, but now he's able to kind of just walk with us and hang out, you know.
Yeah.
So it's been great. I just wanted to mention this too, and I posted this on my page today, and I saw this thing, and I'm just thinking of a lot of friends and a lot of my family, including my mom and all my aunts and uncles, both sides of my family that, you know, have lost their father.
Right.
You know, and it's my grandfather obviously too, that, you know, I miss him terribly every day. But I saw this thing and it really hit home for me, and I put it on my page, and a lot of people seemed to like it. And it was called My Hero, it was titled. And it said, "You held my hand when I was small. You caught me when I fell. You're the hero of my childhood and my later years as well. And every time I think of you, my heart still fills in with pride. Though I'll always miss you, Dad, I know you'll always be by my side. In laughter and in sorrow, in sunshine and through the rain, I know you'll be watching over me until we meet again." And you know, it was a nice thing I saw, and I wanted to share it with everybody,
because yeah,
I know my mother, you know, misses her father terribly. I know that. And he's been gone like 8 years now, you know, at least. I'm not exactly sure. I can't remember the exact date, but it's been probably at least 7 or 8 years, you know, he's been gone now.
Right.
And of course my father's father is even longer. He's actually been gone. Oh, my goodness. He passed away when my wife was actually pregnant with Jonathan, actually. So
okay,
it was like 12 years ago. So
he's
been gone quite a while. He never, unfortunately, never got to see his grandson or his great-grandson born. He knew he was having a boy, and I know he was always very, very proud of that. And you know, that, you know, I guess to continue the name, you know, it's a big... you know, it's a generational thing, I think, more so, you know, with the older, you know, generations, that, you know, carrying the family name is very, very important. And I like to keep tradition, very traditional, I think, is good sometimes. But sometimes change is good, too. So
you never know, either, too. Your daughter might, like my daughter's already saying she wants
keep her name. Yeah, yeah, you never know, you know, it's true.
Never know. Your
that's true.
Because the new thing now is the maiden name and then the married name or something. I don't know.
Right. Yeah, that's like a new thing now.
It's going to be a tough one, but whatever. But it is a painful... I mean, all these holidays when they come up and people have lost...
It brings up a lot... stirs up a lot of feelings
hard,
and memories. Yeah.
You know, it's painful for people.
It is. It is. I mean,
members.
Some people... You know, I know there's three individuals that I'm thinking of right now. I don't want to mention their name on the air, but
right.
I know for them it's very hard. Two young girls lost their father, you know, 2 years ago now, almost, and, you know, very young family, and, you know, it was very sudden and tragic, it just, you know, it breaks my heart. You know, it definitely breaks my heart, and, you know, I love them all very, very much, and a good, very good friend of mine also, from Iron Temple Martial Arts, lost his dad last year. And, you know, my heart goes out to them because I know that these time of the year, you know, it brings up good and bad memories. I mean, you know,
obviously,
there's a lot of great memories you remember about your loved ones. But then at the same time, your heart breaks because you miss them.
You can't touch them.
You can't hug them, and you can't talk to them face to face. But you know, I'm a true believer in faith, and I believe that, you know, they are around us always. And I think you know, when you look in the mirror, they're part of your life no matter what. And if you can remember that, sometimes that can help you know, slightly ease a little bit of the pain, you know, knowing that, you know, they are still with you. So but you know, it's very hard. It is, no matter what. I mean, loss is very, very hard, and some people have a very hard time dealing with it, for sure, you know.
Oh yeah.
But but anyway, I just want to, you know, take this time to, you know, just really, I think, you know, honor dads. And I got this other one sent to me, Lynn, actually. It was emailed to me, this little poem too. It says, "Dad, when I was born, you were there to catch me whenever I fall. When I said my first words, you were there for me to teach me the whole dictionary if need be. When I took my steps, you were there to encourage me on. When I had my first day at school, you were there to give me advice and help me with my homework. I still haven't finished school or walked down the aisle or had my first child, but I know you will be there for me through all the times, these times and more, the good and the bad. So I wrote this to you today, Dad. I love you. And she sent that. She sent that. So she knows who she is, and I read it on the air for her. So, and I had one more. I just want to share real quick. A father is someone that holds your hand at fair, makes sure you do what your mother says, holds back your hair when you're sick, brushes that hair when it's tangled because mother's too busy, lets you eat ice cream for breakfast, but only when mother is away. He walks you down the aisle and tells you everything's going to be okay. So those are some two nice things I wanted to share that were sent to me, and just wanted to share with the audience. So, and I also want to get this out there to Lynn. Tell everybody that's in this area, and if you're anywhere near Jefferson, New Jersey, or if you're really dying for really good barbecue, we're going to be going with my dad next week to celebrate Father's Day and also my birthday and also his birthday at the same time. So, because we're all around the same time, my birthday's coming up. So we're going to be visiting, and I want to give a shout out to Scott at Barbecue Tokes, Texas Smokehouse. Has the best barbecue around if you're in the mood for barbecue. You know, he has his own smokers there. It's just incredible. I mean, you would have to really travel outside this area to find real authentic barbecue like this. You'd have to go to like Kansas City or, you know, Missouri or somewhere, you know, in another part of the world to get this. You know, there are some places in New York City and stuff, but nothing comes close to what Barbecue Texas Smoke has, which is located at 400 Route 15 South in Jefferson, New Jersey. You can give them a call at 862-209-4078. They're open Friday through Saturday from 11 to 10 and Sunday through Thursday from 11 to 9. So I just want to get that out there. So if someone's looking for some barbecue and dad's, that's his favorite, great place to go. Also, they do catering. They'll actually do a whole pig roast right at your own house in your backyard. So wanted to put that out there for everybody. So, yes. And so, Lynn, you know, I just want to talk about this before we go. I think it's important. You know, we have our upcoming event. And, you know, it's getting closer now. We're almost in July. And, you know, we're still looking for some key sponsorships. And so if you do have a business or know someone that has a business or even just wants to make a donation, we have a couple different things. We actually have an ad book that we're doing, and it has different levels of sponsorship on it. And also we have our lead sponsorships, which would have their own private table at the event, plus get advertising on the website and the radio show as well. The theme of the event is betting on our children's future. It's Friday night, September 18th, 2015. It's from 7 to 11 at the Bethwood in Totowa, New Jersey. It's $95 per person, and it has also $50 in casino chips, as well as open bar and cocktail hour, as well as a full dinner. And then all-you-can-eat buffet as well. And we have music there. And we also are looking at the Kenny Danico joining us for the event. So for those of you that are huge hockey fans, especially New Jersey Devil fans, you know, Kenny's going to be joining us that night. So we're really excited to have him become a part of our event. So just wanted to get that out there. And I know everybody on the Autism Radio team has been busy working on this. Some really great people in the autism community. We're also going to be honoring three very important people that are very intricate parts of some of our autism radio programs. And without them, we would not be able to really get these programs started. These were very key people. And I don't want to announce them because it's a surprise. They don't know. They're coming to the event and they don't know it yet. So it's going to be, I think that's the best way, because I think sometimes when you honor someone, you let them know ahead of time. Right. It's kind of like, you know, it's nice. They know they're getting honored. But I think when they come to an event and then all of a sudden you're being honored, I just think it has a lot more of an impact. That's just the way we wanted to do it, or I wanted to do it personally. So, we're looking forward to it. And, you know, it's not that far away. We're almost in July. So, you know, like I said, if you have a business out there, you know, we need your help, guys. You know, we're looking for your support. All the money that's going to be raised for this is going to be for our program for the whole year. And this is our big push to really raise a lot of money. So so get out there and help us today and go to autismradio.org and also email us at questions@autismradio.org. And also, if you need any information about some of our programs and what we do, you can email us at info@autismradio.org. So, and also, don't forget, guys, use our toll-free number. I haven't heard from you guys in a while. It's been kind of quiet on the phone line. We have our toll-free number at 1-877-HOPE-777. Again, 1-877-HOPE-777. So be sure to use our toll-free line. So, Lynn, I know you want to leave us a quick testament just to say something to dads out there and your own dad.
To my own dad and to my husband, thank you for being fantastic fathers and role models to my kids, for me and my children. And to you, Paul, too, have a very happy Father's Day. You deserve it. I hope you enjoy yourself. And I think fathers deserve a lot of recognition. You know, it's a hard job, and you've got to provide sometimes and be there for the kids, and it's tough, and especially, you know, with an autistic child. So yeah, enjoy the day, and definitely celebrate with your family. Enjoy yourself.
Absolutely, Glenn. I couldn't have said it better. You know, I just want to say to my dad, I love you, and you know, you've been such a great inspiration to me for all these years, and you know, I just really have a greater appreciation as I get older of all the sacrifices and things he did for us to help us in our future. So I'm very grateful for that. And just want to wish all the dads out there a happy Father's Day. And like I said, also, if your father has passed away, you know, we do feel for you guys. And we hope you know that, you know, they're still with you today, guys. So I know it might be hard. And just try to remember all the great memories, you know. So we just want to thank everybody for all the continued support on the program. We had a lot of, you know, Lynn had a lot of great stuff to share with us from our Facebook social media page as well as Twitter. And also got some wonderful poems sent to me that I shared with you for some of our listeners. And we just want to thank everybody again, like I said, for all the continued support here on the program. And remember, until next time, everybody, hope saves the day. Goodbye.
Every time I see your smile, I wonder what you feel. Every time you laugh or cry, I wonder if it's real. You seem trapped inside. Please help me understand, what is your world like? I want to feel your love. I want to know what it's like to laugh and play. Imagine a thought that you cannot feel, a tear trapped inside. Imagine a sound that you cannot make, no matter how hard you try. I want you to know how I'm feeling. I want you to know how it feels to be me. I wish you could look into my world and see how I see. Hold my hand and remind me to hold on to hope each day. Let this song be my voice. And remember, hope saves the day. Show you what I see. What kind of life will I have? What's in store for me? Don't be afraid, just love and hold me. I can be all that I can be. With your love I can do anything. With your love I can see the world. like rays of light shine upon me, inside of me. There you are right by my side. I will love you till the end of time. Hold my hand and remind me to hold on to hope each day. Let this song be my voice and remember hope saves the day.